Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello, and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. I'm Ravs, and today I'm joined by the same crew, Lids and Harry. Don't know why it was any different.
Hello!
Hello, how you doing? You all good?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Well, a tiny hangover. A little smidge.
A sprinkle. Like hundreds of thousands. Just a little sprinkle of them on top of your Sunday dessert, which is your
body. It's going to sound absolutely insane, but like I feel like the only piece of my body that feels hungover is my right eye.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah.
I think you're dying. I think that means you're dying.
I might be having a stroke. I might die this episode, but like I just have a centralized little migraine like here.
Oh, that's really annoying.
At my eye. The rest of my bod's like, yeah, this is fine.
You're fucking ready to go.
Fortunately, you don't need your eyes for this podcast. So,
yeah,
you know,
thankfully. You know, I need to read the questions.
Why didn't that complaining? You know, come on, Ravs.
Yeah.
You can do it.
I'll survive. We got this.
I feel like, you know, we need to explain. We just recorded some trailers for 0 Degrees, and they're slapped hopefully at the end of this podcast as a little extra treat.
Little treat. Mm-hmm.
Got it. It had some weird energy.
If the energy from those trailers is carried into this podcast, it's going to be a weird and fun one.
Won't make any sense to you now, but trust me.
What does that mean? It matters.
But yeah, this is going to be a hell of an episode. It's very, you know, it's going to be very emotionally charged. We're all in mourning.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. And what better time?
It's mid-afternoon, Lydia.
Bam, bam. And what better time to celebrate and commemorate the Queen than answer some of the most rancid, disgusting questions.
Yeah. Oh my God, did anyone send in a question? Like, the Queen has died and I don't know what
to do. Do search for the Queen. Where are you?
There's a Queen question.
Oh no, the Queen, what is this? Oh, that's about the Queen starting a war. We've already answered that one. Oh no, the Queen started a fucking war and you've been drafted. What creature do you choose as your trusted mount? I rode Rab's mum into battle. That's the only Queen related thing we've had.
I guess it's also worth mentioning, we have set up a little Patreon.
It's still
a bit of a work in progress as we're finalising some bits. But if you are enjoying the podcast and you do like listening to it, and you want to support it, you can go over to patreon.com/0degrees. I think we got that. I think it's just that. That's pretty
nice,
URL.
Let's confirm that. Patreon.
No, you know, I like to just say URLs that I don't know if they leave the right place.
Oh, it works. Yeah, that worked.
Nice. Yeah. How did we get that? There must be loads of things called 0 degrees.
I did pre-register a load of stuff ages ago, but I just kind of forgot. And then let's do it.
We've been brainstorming some ideas for the level, the membership tiers. We've got a £3, a £5, and a £10 tier.
Yeah.
We don't know. We've not finalized them yet, but we've got some cool ideas. So keep your eyes peeled. We even got our first ever little Patreon.
Don't worry, we don't have the tiers
finalized. There's nothing on there yet.
But shout out to Jensen.
Thank you, Jensen.
Patreon number one. Like, I don't
the
even
OG.
I think me and Ralph mentioned it maybe in the last episode that there might be a Patreon, and they must have like searched it and found. I don't know. I don't know how they got it.
Well, we recorded that the last episode, aka the last episode that came out, like as a like emergency survival bunker episode. For, we thought it would come out in like 10 years.
I honestly thought it would never come out.
Never see the light of day.
It's kind of depressing that we had to use it like just 2 months after we recorded it.
We're so shit.
It's like, let me save this for a rainy day. It's always raining.
It's always pissing it down.
I guess we'll probably like have a Patreon by now. I don't know.
I like that optimism that we were like, we'll still be doing this. And we are. We are still doing this. And it's going great. It's been really enjoyable. People have been loving it. Feels really good. So yeah, go check out the Patreon if you want to. There's no, no onus, but we might put some cool stuff behind those tiers. So keep your eyes peeled, and we'll tweet out and be sure to let you know when there's some when there's stuff going up there.
When there's actual content on it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But there's actually a reason to be a patron, not just you want to support us, which is very nice. So thank you, Jensen.
It's what all the other cool kids podcasts do, right? So why not us?
Yeah. We are we're followers, not trendsetters.
Yeah, exactly. We're sheep. We're not wolves. Yeah. Three little sheepies.
Bah.
We had a silly idea before we started recording for how to get the questions today. I remembered that Ravs and I, in the Lost episode, we selected 6 questions and then used a random number generator to choose which ones we answered. And I thought that was quite funny. So I've got the spreadsheet open with all 542, is it?
Oh my God. 542
questions.
That's so
many. And we're just going to roll a random number generator, 1 and 542, and see what questions we land on.
I love it.
I'd love to clarify that, though, about 134 of those are things like, I come shit, poopy on my balls, help. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. There's a lot that we purposely haven't answered because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Some of them are just the worst.
Just awful.
I don't know what you guys are thinking, but Jesus.
And we're probably going to hit a lot of those.
You're awful people.
But do remember, if you do want to send in your questions for us to answer, you can do it at pickaxe.uk/0degrees, probably.
This man's fighting for his life.
And also in the description of this podcast. And also,
yog.st/0degrees/zd. The link is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Please do keep submitting questions. We get quite a few questions every week. And honestly, the more recent questions have been really, really good quality.
Yeah.
So shout out to everyone who's been sending them in. You guys have got some stunning, great questions.
You can also find that in our stream chats as well, right? I'm pretty sure we all have a command for it.
Yeah, I got it.
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know. What are you signaling me out? I do. Like Lydia.
You did ask, do we have a Discord for 0 degrees? And I was like, we're 18 episodes in. I love the idea that we have a Discord and you don't know
about
it.
I just don't know. I don't even know where I am half the time, all right? I'm barely scraping by.
You're doing great.
Let's dive in.
I'll go first.
Okay, I'm random number generating.
All right.
Number 40. It's an early one. It's a really early one.
Oh, okay. No, that doesn't bode well.
Number 40 is, how do you peel a pineapple?
What the fuck, man?
This is why we don't answer some of the earlier questions.
We literally can't even answer that question. Can I roll again?
It's the way the game works.
It was fate that you rolled that question.
How do you peel a pineapple? I don't know, mate.
You can't even cut a carrot.
Oh, fuck off, all right? Some of us.
Is all over Lydia today. Oh,
some
my
of
God.
Us. Have hand-eye coordination issues, and also that knife was very blunt, so...
Very fair.
Does it count as peeling? I wouldn't say it's peeling a pineapple. It does have a skin, but you don't peel it. Like, you cut it off.
You chop it off. It's not like an orange.
Yeah.
But I guess, when you peel potatoes, you do it with a utensil. Do you know what I mean? I always think about peeling being a thing you do with your hands, like a banana or an orange. But actually, when you peel a potato, you are peeling it with a thing.
A peeler.
Yeah. And you can peel with knives, so maybe it does count. Yeah. Maybe you do peel a pineapple.
Only Google can answer this question for us.
But is there a best way to do it? I don't eat pineapple that often.
I don't know if it's like Pepegi, those 5-minute craft videos and stuff?
Yeah.
And those little cooksy videos and stuff, all those little internet trash things. I always see people scoring a pineapple and then they rip it apart and it just pops out into these little chunks.
I'm pretty sure that's a mango, not a pineapple.
No, so it might be a mango.
Yeah, that's a mango.
I'm Scottish, man. I don't know what fruit
it is. It's hedgehog. I think it's called hedgehog. Yeah.
That sounds rude, doesn't it?
It's a really inefficient way to do it, isn't it? In my memory.
Maybe.
I think that's good, isn't it? I don't know anything
that's on those little internet cooking and craft videos are always bad ideas. So
oh my god, they'll be like the most fucking like, here's a craft to save you some time, and it'll be like making the most convoluted like instrument out
of. You need cement, and it's cement, like, why? Why does everything need cement?
Batteries.
The other day, it was how to keep your valuables safe at the beach, and the guy pulled out of his bag a toilet seat, covered it in glue, and then put sand on top of it so that he had like this little like little lid that he could lift up and put all his valuables in it, and it was buried in sand.
I kind of love that, actually. You know?
You just walk down to the beach and see a guy walking in with his toilet seat. Yeah. No, don't mind me. It's my valuables. You'll never find them.
But like, yeah, surely you go out, you put your phone in there and stuff, you go out into the water, and then you come back and you're like, where the fuck is my toilet seat covered in
yeah,
sand?
The whole point is it's camouflage so no one can find it. Yeah. So how do you find it again?
I love the idea of doing that on a British beach with just rocks. There's stones. Just rocks and stones, just, and you've just got this sandy fucking toilet seat.
If you're like a thief at the beach and you're watching a guy putting glue on a toilet seat, cover it in sand and bury it.
I don't think you should make it at the beach. I feel like that bit of the video is wrong. It should be a pre-made. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you don't need to glue the sand down. You could just cover it in sand. I don't know.
Why do you have to glue it?
Fuck's sake. I feel like I just don't eat pineapple enough to really warrant answering this question. Like, pineapple's one of those weird fruits that, like, it's quite big. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot of fruit. Like, it's like watermelon. I like watermelon and pineapple, but buying it, like, you either have to eat like basically pineapple for just like 2 days, or have like lots of friends around to eat pineapple. But like, you're not coming to my fucking house and I'm like, guys, I got this big pineapple that I'm gonna peel. Like,
I only eat it if it's like, you know, you buy it at the supermarket in pre-chopped up chunks.
Yeah,
you know,
like little
container of pineapple.
That does always feel bad though, because like some fruit literally comes with its own casing, and pineapple is one of them. And you're just literally chopping it to put it in another casing.
In plastic, no less.
That always makes me feel bad. It's like people buy like sliced apple. Just eat the apple.
I have such a love-hate relationship with pineapple. Like, I love pineapple at its own, and it's plain in its most simplistic, delicious fruitiness. But the second that shit touches my savory food, I find it the most disgusting flavor. If it's on pizza, if it's like those cheese sticks, if it's in like a stew or some kind of curry, it just becomes the most vilest flavor. I hate it when it's mixed with savory.
It's just like such a horrible surprise when you're eating something savory, like, you know, you're eating like a Chinese food or whatever, and suddenly you're like, oh, it's a fucking chunk of pineapple.
That's the worst. Weird. It's like sweet and sour. You get like chunks of pineapple.
I get the idea of putting something sweet with something savory, but why does it have to be like this enormous, like, mouthful chunk?
Why isn't it
cut it up really small and let me like not really notice it's there. It's so obnoxious.
I know that the people listening to this podcast right now are thinking, how are they going to make this fucking awful and weird? And don't ask me how I know this.
God.
But I first remember the fact about pineapple.
I know that fact.
That it makes your cum taste better.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I don't know that fact. As someone who doesn't regularly guzzle cum,
I haven't confirmed that. Has anyone confirmed that here?
And as someone who does, let me tell you.
I personally don't know.
It's delicious.
But apparently,
is that real,
pineapple?
Lydia?
It is
well,
real.
Well, apparently, I think it was in Sex and the City. I, for one, cannot hold my hand up high and say with clarity, but I've heard that fact before.
The components of pineapple juice that help semen taste better, its acidic pH level and very high sugar content. So it gives you a sweeter and less bitter tasting cum if you eat a lot of pineapple. So I drink a lot of pineapple juice.
I always thought that was like an urban myth. I didn't believe that.
But I think it's science, you know? It's probably like... I think that's what Stephen Hawking was working on before he passed away. Like, I think it is science.
I think he was doing science about cum. I think he was doing cum science.
I think Einstein first coined it, potentially.
I think Einstein was the first man to cum. I think that's true.
This is a sentence I'm reading on Google. It is concluded that the supplementation of semen extender with pineapple juice at a concentration of 15% improved sperm mobility and membrane integrity. So it gives you strong cum as well.
Oh my God. So it's more like you could stretch it out and make like...
Oh, I guess.
Like a long string.
It's weird because I know pineapple has the enzyme that like breaks down protein in it. Like that's why when you eat pineapple, it feels weird in your mouth. Like it literally is dissolving your mouth.
It's, super acidic.
You can marinate and like soften steaks with pineapple. Mm. It's really effective. But that to me is weird that then it would also make stuff stronger. That doesn't make sense.
Burning away your cum is what I want to know.
Don't shove pineapple down your urethra. Don't do that. That's not how you make it taste good.
It's not going to be a good time. Jesus. Also, don't just like assume it's an instant effect. Apparently, it takes a couple of days.
Don't just eat a pineapple and then drink your own cum and see if it works.
Drink your nasty, salty cum. But don't do it.
See if it has immediate payoff.
I feel like this question is baiting people to do horrible things that then will then be later questions.
Oh, they're going to be like, I tested it out with my partner.
I shoved my dick in a pineapple for 10 hours to make it taste like pineapple and it's rotted off. Like, yes, you're an idiot. Get out. Like,
help streamers, I have a fucking pineapple stuck in my urethra.
That's spiky as well, that would hurt.
The little leafy bit sticking out.
That's it, you have to make sure to peel your pineapple
first. Peel your pineapple before you insert up your urethra. Yeah. And the lovely segue, you know, with this podcast, I'm always amazed at how we always bring it back in such a smooth fashion.
So smooth.
Google has told me that it is in fact peeling a pineapple. You just cut the sides off. That's all you fucking do. You take a sharp knife and you cut the sides off. And
that's kind of how I figured you'd do it. And I'm sad there isn't a better way.
That's just it, really.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
All right, next one. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'll take this one, Harry, if you want to roll me.
Yep. Number 273.
All right, I'm scrolling up.
What do you got?
273, what I got. Let's see. Barry, Bidia, Bavs, I need help. I'm a Danish bleb and I need to find transportation for 25 internationals, 15 of which I also need to find somewhere to sleep for one night after a week. What do I do? Also, they have a bonus question. What would a good volunteer manage do? Bracket, person who looks after volunteers and make sure they are happy. Are you asking us to do your job?
Literally, this is... Also, I love... This question is like 4 months old.
It's like the end of May. These people are gone now.
This question is so old. They don't have the proper solution. Yeah. I don't even understand what the fucking question is.
I'm really confused. Okay.
This was on the 31st of May. They asked us this.
So I need to find transportation for 25 internationals, 15 of which I also need to find someone to sleep for a week.
Where?
What do I do? What is this? I don't understand.
Where to? It doesn't
make
sense.
What transportation? I don't know what this question is. They're literally asking us to do their job for them. I don't understand. I'm not qualified.
No details. We just have no details.
I need to find transportation. Book a fucking bus.
A bus? I guess 25 people is a coach, right? It'd be a nightmare to get them on a subway or underground or whatever.
They're volunteers, right? Like,
yeah.
So who looks after the volunteers?
Maybe like a hostel and a bus. Done.
A hostel and a bus.
I'm mind blown that this is a question.
But also, this sounds like this is this person's job, and they're just straight up asking us, "What do I do?
How do I do it? What would a good volunteer manage? I guess manager do. What would a good volunteer manager do? Person who looks after the volunteers, make sure they're happy. I guess you like make sure everyone eats, has toilet breaks,
has transportation and a place to stay.
I really like that second question is completely answered within their own question of what do volunteer managers do? The person who looks after volunteers to make sure they are happy is literally the answer to that question straight after the question.
Well, apparently, according to Google, you will recruit, train, evaluate, maintain, and recognize a vital volunteer program to include interns, individual and group volunteers to supplement staff resources. Okay. So if you can just do that.
Do a little bit of that.
Do that. I think everything's going to be okay.
I'm not going to lie, Lydia. I don't think this person works as a volunteer manager anymore. Just judging by this question, I think they might have...
I'm worried about what's happened to
what's
these 25
happened?
Internationals.
Are they
Google,
are they gone?
25 people in Denmark. Are they any recent like bus problems?
25 tourists still missing. Mystery deepens.
No, it looks okay. It looks all right.
Okay. All right, you didn't screw up that bad, Bleb, but still, what the hell?
I'm hoping and praying that they're alive.
Thoughts
and prayers with you, my friend. Thoughts and prayers.
Okay. Book a bus.
Let's move on. Okay, next number. For me, it's 55. Got another early one.
Mm. Uh-oh. The early ones were either amazing or cursed, so good luck.
Oh, my God. Have fun pronouncing any of this, Ari.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
I'm really struggling with this one. Can you guys help out, awkward face? Consider a coaxial cable with the radius of the inner conductor A, the inner radius of an outer conductor R, and a dielect material of relative permittivity Z. Which Greek letter of the alphabet is that? Epsilon?
Epsilon. Yeah.
And a relative permittivity of which Greek letter alphabet is that? Mu.
It's like between H, but upside down.
Compute the capacitance C and self-inductance L of cable length per unit length. Find the speed of propagation of electromagnetic signals in the cable.
Okay, so someone has sent in their engineering homework.
with no numbers. So
no.
Was this the question that I wanted to...
I'm going
to
Google this entire question.
This really complicated question, I swear when we saw this way back when we started the podcast, I was like, wouldn't it be funny if I just went away and learned the answer to this?
Oh my God, Raph. If you've learned the answer to this question, that would be amazing.
I sadly haven't.
Oh.
I so wish I could have. I was about to try bullshit my way through that, but consider the axis of the blah 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 blah. But no, I'm clueless.
I mean, I'm googling bits of this, and I mean, it's some physics, some weird electrical physics.
Do we know?
I think I've got it. I think I've worked it out. I've got my notepad in front of me. So for me, I would say that the RG59 coaxial cable consists of an inner conductor having a radius of 0.292 millimeters and an outer conductor having a radius of 1.855 millimeters and a polyethylene, like a non-magnetic dielectric spacing material. So I estimate the inductance per length of RG59. So the solution for me is from the problem statement, A equals 0.292 millimeters, B equals 1.855 millimeters. And since the spacing material is non-magnetic, from using the equation 7.142, I'll find that L equals 37NH/M.
Brilliant. Next question.
What?
just a little.
What just happened?
Equation I worked out.
It's good. No, it's good. Yeah. It's nice for you know, Lydia to engage the brain sometimes.
This is zero degrees.
It doesn't mean we're stupid. Don't judge. Don't judge.
That's
true. Lydia. Very nice learning.
Thank you.
I was going to be like, have we got a phone a friend option? I was like, can we phone Simon Clark or something? Like, he's a doctor.
Lydia smashed it. Right,
thank
next
you.
Next question. Solved. It's done.
Holy
it's
crap.
Problem.
Solved.
It's done.
We did it.
All right, Lids. Next one. Random number generator 388.
Ooh, 388. Okay,
oh, a bit
further
more modern.
Down. Okay.
Oh.
388. Here we are. Oh. Okay. Wait.
It's fucking wrong. It's
Ron.
It's a question related to Ron, but I don't think it's from Ron. I'm going to delete their name because they've added their name.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That is an amazing
their name. Their name, though. Their name.
Maybe we have to read their name. Their name is pretty fucking great.
We have to read the name.
All right, Lydia, go for it.
I don't even know if this is a question. I think this is
it's
just
not
like,
really a fucking... This is the problem with all these questions, Lydia. Is some of them just aren't questions.
They're just... It's done two in a row as well. Okay. Oh, my God. The Mormon questions. The one above it. Look at the...
Just fucking read them both. Fuck it. Just read them both.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Mormon that left about 20 years ago, you actually do become celestialized and become gods and goddesses and get your own planets. You essentially get loads of wives, planets, and get to create your own worlds. That's fucking sick, man. Once you get into the deep doctrine, it is batshit insane. You didn't get fake news. The church just tries to distance themselves from the weird shit they had. Book of Mormon musical is very accurate, and Matt Stone and Trey Parker do have a very deep understanding of the religion and its inner workings. Then they go on to say, oh my God, the Mormon questions keep going. They are exactly right in that Mormons in Utah will get married super quick after their mission. I'm guessing this is Brigham Young University, where it is a regular occurrence where they shun people for premarital sex. They also are very homophobic and transphobic, not a good school, and a lot of time, not good people. The Mormon church is very cult-like in the way that they control their members and their sexuality, as you discussed, and it is one of the many, many things that led me away from the church and religion in general. I've had a very similar situation and a friend who got married when I was going to Utah Valley University. They had professed their love after two dates, got married at about 4 months later, then as usual around Utah, eventually got divorced. Weddings can be fun, but Mormon weddings are a drag. First, Mormons are married in their temples, which are exclusive to all guests except active church-going members. All the guests would essentially be going to the reception, which are usually in the local chapel, which are depressing and want to make you inhale any gas just to get out of it. No alcohol, no songs with any sort of language, jello with carrots in them, and just about every other sad thing you can think of. I hope he doesn't go to their wedding because it would be depressing. Ron is a bit of a dumbass, and everyone sounds very young here. I don't think they are pregnant, but it is a possibility. More than likely, they just want to bang ASAP. It happens all the time in Utah, and especially Provo, Utah. I'm interested in hearing about this relationship in about 5 years' time when Ron reaches out to Jay and the previous writer and apologizes as he just got divorced and his wife after they had five children and realized they didn't actually love each other. I will absolutely answer any more questions about Mormons, though. Weird, weird shit. And I just want to say this person's second name is Higginbotham. Wait, what is that? Higginbotham. What is
Higginbotham.
Higginbotham.
And their first name is also just like, I don't know if we say the first name.
It's like a story. It's like a storybook name, you know? Yeah. It's like it would be someone in an Enid Blyton book.
Yeah.
Mr. Higginbotham.
Mr. Higginbotham.
Yeah. Ex-Mormon great advisor. Name. Thank you. That is just a wonderful amount of information about Mormonism. I do.
That was just a letter.
I read this one, but I was like, "There's no, we can't like just. Are we just going to read this out? I don't like. It's great information. I love it. It's very informative. And now we've shared that with the viewers.
Some people just be using the submission form to just like write in their opinion of the podcast.
I like it though. I like that they feel that they can do that. You know, I did consider putting a character length on the submission, but no, people have really just abused that. They really abused that fucking A4 pages of just writing. But equally, it's nice to hear, you know, people. I like it being a two-way format. Do you know what I mean? I feel like podcasting can be a lot us just shouting at you guys, which is great for us and great for you guys.
Yeah.
But it's nice for you guys to be able to write in and share your thoughts on subjects. So Thank you, Mr. Higginbotham.
Yeah, I thought this is particularly interesting. Also, for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about, if you go back and listen to the Ron episode and then the Ron update episode, it's all about sort of Mormonism and such. And we were debating whether some of it, because you hear things about, you know, like apparently when they die, they're told they get their own planet, etc. And then we had people saying to us, oh no, that's not true. Like that's just the Book of Mormon. But then, you know, we've got Higginbotham telling us that I know that is totally true and it is batshit insane. What I'm most upset about is at the wedding they're eating carrots and jelly.
That sounds awful. That's grim.
That's what like is those, that?
Like, that's like one of those 80s things though, right? Yeah. Or 70s where like, you know, there would be cooking books that were like, make your family the gelatin salad, and it would be like with grim stuff in it.
Yeah.
Carrots and jello with carrots. That sounds vile.
Yeah. This was like a big 70s, 80s thing, right?
Yeah, like jelly with everything.
Yeah.
I really don't like jelly that much. Like, it's okay. Yeah. Like, jelly with some ice cream
as
and stuff.
As a kid,
like,
it was like
fun.
Exciting.
As a kid, it was fucking banging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like, ugh, it's like weird.
It's just a very,
slimy,
a very not cool texture.
It's not like an adult, is it? It's not an adult food or flavor. I mean, you can't really like age food, but like it's just a weird. You feel as a 33-year-old, I feel a bit weird just sitting there eating jelly. I'm just not supposed to be doing that anymore.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
I'm a grown up now. I eat tiramisu.
Like it doesn't excite me like it used to. As a kid, I was like, I want to eat the cubes before they go in the water. Like, you know, I was like, this shit. But now I'm just like, I don't care.
It's a bit of shit, isn't it? Just like strawberry, weird, bouncy goo. Yeah. But yeah, sorry, went off tangent a little bit here. Thank you, Higginbottom, for the update.
I think I just want to say your name just a million times.
I just like saying it over and over again. Yeah. I have learned so much more about Mormonism from doing this podcast than I ever knew or hoped or dreamed of. Like, I feel like I'm an expert now. And yeah, I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. Thank you for the info. All right, one more.
All right, hit me up. Hit me up. Give me a rolly.
Okay. 58. Lots of early ones.
Oh, 58. Wait,
did we do 58?
No, did 55 or something?
Okay, 58. Oh my fucking God. Is this just a shout out for the Triforce podcast?
It's literally just...
We can't read that. I won't let that be read on this podcast.
No.
Sacrilege.
This is no, absolutely not.
I think it's fucking Perrin or Lewis has written and tried to fucking get us to do an ad. No.
This is definitely sent in by PFlex. Don't read it?
Nah, read it, go for it.
Okay. There's a podcast I really enjoy featuring two dads and a Lebanese boy. The problem is, I can't stop listening to it. All rival podcasts seem rubbish by comparison, especially if they come from other members of the Yogs cast, and especially if the people on it are Scottish or very tall. Lydia's great, though.
Oh, I love this one.
Fucking
no,
slander.
I
love this. This is a great question.
Worst question we've ever answered.
It doesn't even
really
have a question mark.
There's not even a question to it. It's just their thoughts on the podcast.
I'm really enjoying this. That's a great fucking question, that is. That's good
right,
question.
Rolling again. Rams, do you want to get a different one?
Yeah, give me something else.
We just rolled 3-3-6. Did we not just have that as well?
Is it just...
3-3-6.
No, we didn't. Six. We didn't.
Oh, it's like similar, very close to what we're doing. Okay. Yeah. Oh, here we go. That sounds quite interesting.
3-3-6. Okay. Okay, Jesus. Of course. All right. I just listened to the piss and other bodily fluids episode and the discussion about which way you should face while sitting on the toilet. I recently moved from the UK to a fairly old apartment building in Germany, and the hole in the toilet is at the front and not the back of the toilet bowl. So my question is, the toilets used to be all designed to face the wall while sitting, but were then reversed when companies realised that no one did this? Or is the opposite true and we should all be facing the wall on modern toilets?
You know what? I'm a strong believer in you should be straddling the toilet in a backwards fashion to what people normally sit. But
yeah, because then you get a little table.
But I don't. Yeah, sit. You get to have a little snack on your table.
Oh, you have your lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't. I'm not a practicer. I don't practice what I preach.
Yeah, me either.
I believe it. I believe it's the optimal way to toilet, but I just don't do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think I've worked this out. I think I've worked this out. I do agree with you, Harry. Absolutely. Power stance.
Yeah.
But with this, they're saying that the hole in the toilet is at the front and not the back. So immediately I thought, well, how the fuck does that work? Like, a hole is a hole. Any hole is a goal, right? It's just there.
Uh-huh.
I've had a little Google, and uh-huh. what this reader, listener is talking about is a
what the fuck?
is a poop tray. It's an examination plate. I'm going to send a picture in so you can see what I'm talking about.
Don't post it in Discord or Sam, the editor, is going to get sad.
Oh, he's going to love it. Really he's going to love it. I'll just send in... Oh, where are we?
Google Weeds, we can send in there.
Here we go. So this is just the general search, but you can see it quite quickly. So there's that little tiny hole at the front. And then that like long... shelf. It's a poop shelf, essentially.
What the fuck is the examination?
So I'm pretty sure this
is... so you can check your shit?
Exactly. So this is quite a common thing, I think, in places in Europe. I know that they have it in Amsterdam. So because it's, you know, you can see changes in your movements, which can notify you about health issues. Certain countries have it, so you can just fucking take a look at what's going on in there before you get rid of it. Isn't that both a great idea and violently disgusting? Just the idea of just
grim.
Staring at your shit it's just there.
Just for the mechanics of it, are you just looking or are you like interacting?
I think you're just looking, Harry, but if you want to interact with it...
like,
No and one can so, stop you.
Is there a utensil for interacting, or is it like?
Whoa, God!
Yeah, I mean, don't you have a poop knife?
A poop knife. Just cut it off knife, and like, have a look. I oh imagine you just God. Look at it. But
what a sad moment in your life where you finish pooing and you just stand and look at your poo on its poof shelf. Like, what?
I mean, but I think it's like life-saving. It's vile and disgusting and it must get covered in fucking
oh my God, you must have
streaks.
To scrub the
yeah,
fuck
yeah, can
out
you
of
imagine?
That.
It must get fucking
what
rancid.
What if you have violent, nasty,
violent diarrhea.
Intolerant fucking
oh,
diarrhea.
God. Oh my God, it's making me feel sick. It would just fill up, yeah. wouldn't it? It would be disgusting. Yeah. But life-saving. I actually feel like quite sick right now. But yeah, I think this is what the person is referring to. So rather than you can see if you were to face the wall with this toilet and shit, it would go straight into the hole. But actually, that's not what the toilet is designed for. This toilet is designed
no,
to look your shit
your,
in the eye.
How dare you? You're meant to, yeah, you're meant to stare at the shit, not let it escape. Also,
this is like, it takes away quite a bit of the toilet. Like, this looks really high up. Like from the images I'm looking at.
Yeah,
like,
what American what toilets have that? Their toilet water sits so high.
Oh my God, you feel like you're fucking drowning.
I hate
when you sit
it.
Down yeah. for a piss.
Yeah, it's yeah. awful.
But like, if with the shelf, like, what if you have to take like a fucking massive shit, like one of those ones that just stays attached,
like a baby's
you know I mean?
Arm.
Like, yeah, like one of the ones that like refuses to separate.
What if you shit so much you filled the plate?
Yeah,
oh
exactly.
Oh my God. Yeah, what
like,
if,
does
oh.
it start fucking like piling up and then you feel it touch your ass? Like,
oh my God,
what is that?
Absolutely horrific.
Oh my God.
Do you have to like stand up?
I weirdly think this is grosser than the poo and the foreskin.
Oh my God,
this is
weirdly
actually grossing me out more.
I can feel my breaded chicken from my lunch coming up.
I hate it.
I feel sick.
I hate it. I hate it. God. I actually hate
just
it.
Just the thought of Ravs is just mountain of shit. Just like him being engulfed in it and just drowning in it.
The plate's not big enough. The plate's not big enough.
Get the shovel.
I need a knife and fork.
Oh, oh no.
Always clean your plate is what my mum said.
Oh,
oh no.
Rancid little bastard.
I hate that it's called a plate even more
I hate
now.
Just the fact that it's called a plate and a shelf. I first shelf.
Shelf. Poop shelf.
I like it because like it's like you're putting your poo yeah. on a shelf.
And also it must make it really stinky, right? It's just sitting there at the top. Like at least if it's going into the water, it's maybe like helping eliminate the smell a bit. But if it's just sitting there, it must fucking stink.
Jesus Christ. God, you know, like some wanky German restaurant probably serves food like on those as well.
What, just like so one of those like gastro pubs sells it on a poop shelf.
Just so that you can imagine what it looks like. There's a video on YouTube of someone showing off their pros and cons of a German toilet.
Oh my God, I thought that was an actual shit.
And they've just thrown a bratwurst, which just feels like the most German thing ever to put on your poo plate.
Oh my
God. They've just got this bratwurst just chilling on the plate as an example of how it works.
Oh, that's gross. It does just
it
sit there.
It is fucking gross.
Oh,
that
that's disgusting.
Fucking awful. That is awful.
Oh my God.
I actually can't look at it. It's so much worse than the bratwurst.
Oh my God.
The bratwurst is making me feel sick.
Oh my God, I just opened up the Dutch toilet. Don't open up the Dutch toilet.
The Dutch toilet.
Dutch toilet.
It's the same thing, but they've used like chili con carne or something. It looks
so
bad.
This video.
Oh my God, it's so bad. Okay, fast forward to like 1:58. Oh God, I feel sick.
Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. It's so red.
Oh my God.
That is fucking actually horrific. Do not look this up. It flushes great. It cleans it. Oh no, it is all stained actually from it. That is fucking rancid.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
We need to stop the podcast. I mean, that has to be the end.
That's the end.
I feel like we can't go any further.
That's
it.
Horrible.
That is fucking grim. I feel fucking sick.
Oh my God. Life saving, though.
Yes, fucking ending my life right now.
Life saving, but fucking disgusting.
Wow.
Check your poop, everyone. Keep safe out there.
I can't do any more. That is it. I'm out.
Yeah, I need to go.
Jesus.
Have a lie down. I need to have a lie down.
Oh, man.
Well, what a fucking podcast. I do stick around. There's going to be some funny little bits of trailers of us recording some bits that you should listen to and enjoy. I hope you enjoyed this one.
I didn't.
Questions. How do we feel about it?
Oh, I hated it.
I like it. I think that we should maybe do one random episode a week now.
Nice.
See, I like the spontaneity. How do you say that word?
Spontaneousness.
That one. Yeah, I like it.
Spontaneity.
That one. I like that of it. I think it's just that last... The thing is, that last question was probably actually the best formed question.
It was the best.
All of them. It just made me feel really ill.
Do we think that toilets were designed to...
No, we have answered it. It's a poop shelf, Rams.
I'm out.
No, but was it designed with Chad sitting in mind?
No,
that was the question.
It's a poop shelf. That's just what it is.
Let it go, Rams. Let it go, Rams.
But we also did have an advertisement for Triforce. And
some more shite.
Just good shit, you know, Let us know if you want more of these.
It does, you know, it does help people understand the quality of some of the questions that we do receive.
Those were quite good, considering what we did.
Honestly, we got lucky.
Except for
the last question, we got lucky. Well, to be fair, we made the last question worse for ourselves.
Yeah, we didn't have to do that. Yeah.
Just keep sending questions because they'll add to our list, which would be great. Be sure to leave a little review, leave a little likey, leave a little smiley face.
Little stars, 5 stars.
And maybe check out the Patreon. We may have put some stuff up there, maybe some bits to look at.
Maybe not.
Enjoy the podcast supported there.
Probably not, but maybe by the time you listen to this, it will be up and running.
Who knows? Yeah. I mean, it's only in a few days, but yeah.
Patreon.com/zerodegrees.
Nice.
Actual URL.
Actual URL.
I like that. We're so happy about a URL. Yeah, little URL. We got a URL, guys. Enjoy the trailers. These are going to be silly. We'll see you next time.
It's very weird. Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rash, let's start firing them. I think we'll just fire a load and then just something good will come out.
Okay. This is weird. Okay, fine, I'll do it. Hey guys, it's Ravs here from the 0 Degrees podcast, and we're here to interrupt your podcast to tell you about our podcast, 0 Degrees. You can go listen to it now. You can submit your questions. We'll answer them badly. Me, Harry, and Lydia, you know, they'll help you out. Come on over.
So unconvinced. You're so unconvinced that this podcast even fucking exists.
You're not selling
it is
it,
real. Please come and listen. This podcast is real. Yeah. Rams doesn't sound like he's not sold it. It's not still to sell it. It's over. We ran out of time.
Oh no.
Out of time.
Bye.
All right, shall I do one?
All right.
Hey, I'm Harry from 0 Degrees, and I'm interrupting your podcast to talk about my podcast, because it's better, it's the best, it's 0 Degrees. It's a wonderful podcast hosted by me, Lydia, and Rouse, where we answer your terrible, awful, stupid questions. So come on over, you're an idiot, we hate you, come join us.
Very good, very nice.
Let's just go, I think just go quick, we just go around and just keep throwing them out. They don't have to be perfect. I think we just make a load
bunch
of random
of random
ones.
Couple ones, yeah.
I'm just trying to, what's like the weirdest questions?
Furries coming on pizza.
Okay. Hello there, my name, hello there, okay. Right, we'll do it again, all right. Hello, I'm Lydia from 0 Degrees, and I'm interrupting your podcast to tell you about my podcast, 0 Degrees, which I do with Harry and Ravs, where we answer your awful questions, such as furries coming on pizza and shitting yourself. I'm so sorry. Come check us out, and thank you. sorry.
It's great. Great.
Sorry. I can do a better one than that.
All right. Keep firing them. All right.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Ravs from 0 Degrees here, and I'm here to tell you all about our podcast, 0 Degrees. I know you're trying to listen to your podcast, but frankly, ours is better and way more gross. We answer questions such as, where do I go with my 2 furry boyfriends? What do I do about the shit that got under my foreskin? You know, just things like that. So you should come check out our podcast, and maybe you've got some questions you need answered. Send them our way. Come on, join. Bye-bye.
Nice.
Nice.
Hey, you. Podcast listener, we want you. My name's Harry from 0 Degrees. Come on down to our podcast. It's far better than this podcast, probably Triforce. We're answering the funniest questions, the silliest questions, the wackiest questions. We got it all. We got it all. Come on down, 0 Degrees.
Hello there, it's Lydia from 0 Degrees. Come check out our podcast. I do it with Harry and Ravs. We don't have any degrees. We're very, very stupid. And we answer your horrific, disgusting, vile questions. So if you're sick of listening to whatever this crap is, come check out our one instead. Cheers.
I like that it's just getting more and more aggressive towards whatever podcast they're listening to.
Should we do one where we pretend we're all really hungover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't need to pretend right now, Ravs. There's no acting required. Hungover
as well. Okay. Hey, guys. It's me, Ravs, from 0 Degrees, and I'm joined by Harry and Lydia. We're all very hungover, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's grim.
This is the start of the podcast.
We're all introducing ourselves. Okay, we'll have to do this again. Listen to our podcast.
Why are you introducing us?
That's a good one. That's the best.
It'd be good to have all three of us.
That's the best one.
I thought we were doing three separate ones. Okay.
I love the different
visions. All right, this one's going all together. I'm with you now. Okay.
Hey guys, it's Ravs from 0 Degrees here, and all three of us are really hungover. I'm joined by Harry and Lydia, and we're here to tell you about our podcast. Harry, Lydia, help.
It's the best podcast. It's better than whatever shit you're listening to right now. This is, honestly, you're probably bored. Bye. You're on the bus. Come listen to our podcast. It's way funnier. Nice. What else do we do? Should we do a proper zany, zingy one? A high energy one? Hey, how's it going? I'm Harry from 0 Degrees, and you need to listen to our podcast. Why? It's so funny. It's the best.
10 out of 10 is my favorite podcast.
I love this podcast. Me and Ravs shout out the reviews. Yeah.
It's like this is a very strong message. That meme.
Yeah. And then you could be like, and we're here to answer your questions. And then me and Lydia could be like, why did my cat die in one roar?
I'll ask you, here are some testimonies. And then and here are some example questions. Okay, ready? Hi, I'm Harry here from 0 Degrees, the amazing podcast where we answer your hilarious questions.
They're my favorite podcast. They're the very good podcast.
Wait, okay, we should plan this. Ravs, you talk first, and then I'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start again.
Just cut that. Okay, now Lydia, you go.
This is such a mess. Okay, boom. This whole thing.
This should be the start of the next podcast. Us doing this. Okay, we should include this at the end.
I'm sure we'll cut out stuff.
Have we said anything we can't say? I mean, we'll be fine.
Fresh take.
Yeah, we haven't leaked anything.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Are we okay again? Okay. Hey, Harry here from 0 Degrees, the greatest podcast with the most hilarious questions. Listen to some of our testimonials.
I love the podcast. It makes me feel very warm in my heart.
I love this podcast. I love it. It saved my life.
Look at them. They're having a great time. You could be having a great time too. Come on down to 0 Degrees. It's the best.
Example questions, Harry.
We'll do it as the next one.
Okay, all right.
We'll go again. Ready? Hey, I'm Harry from 0 Degrees here. Come on down to listen to our hilarious podcast. Not like this boring podcast you listen to. Horrible, boring. We've got funny questions like this.
My grandfellow ambulance, what do I do?
Why does my cum smell like petrol?
Why does her cum smell like petrol? Find out now at 0 Degrees. Why cum smell like petrol? I love that you got a toddler shout. Do you know what I mean? Just mouth is open when I'm talking. Do we need anything else?
Is that enough? If you say Raz, my grandma.
My grandfather. No.
I think that we've probably given Sam enough to work with.
Yeah, that's quality content right
there. We'll include this at the end of a podcast.
Yeah.
The podcast you just listened to, I hope it was okay, because we're about to record it.
Yeah, this was the end. Little bits we had to do.
This may this may help you understand the energy that's going into that podcast now.